Iran's supreme leader is rejecting direct talks with the U.S. The rejection comes after U.S. Vice President Joe Biden proposed one-to-one talks over Tehran's nuclear program. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Negotiations as a tactic, talk as a tactic, a gesture of superpower is only a deceptive move. This is not a real move. I'm not a diplomat, I'm a revolutionary, and I express my words honestly. Negotiations can only be meaningful when the other party shows its goodwill. When the other party doesn't show goodwill, the talks will be meaningless. Americans say talks and pressure must happen at the same time. These two are not compatible with each other.
The U.S. this week has ratcheted up sanctions against Iran in an attempt to try to cut deeper into Tehran's ability to access its oil revenues abroad. Iran's revenues from oil and gas exports have dropped by some 45% since the U.S. and the European Union began coordinated sanctions this past summer. Another round of talks among Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany, are due to take place later on this month. However, three previous rounds of talks failing so far to make any significant headway.